What was your reaction when they drafted Paxton Lynch?
You know, my thought process this whole time is I was kind of ready for anything. I knew we were going to add at least one guy in the draft, if not two. So just kind of be ready for whatever and go from there.
Did you know Paxton at all from Orlando? I mean, I know Atlanta is a big city, but were you familiar with Paxton at all? Did you know?
I mean, recently I knew. It was last year. I kind of found out he was an Orlando guy. We were a little ways away from each other. I was a few years older.
Right.
He's about an hour away from me, so.
He ran the wing tee.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Mark mentioned you were kind of like a player coach to him out at the California camp. How have you helped him learn the playbook? Or how has he relied on you to learn the playbook?
Sure. Mark's a bright guy. I'm just, you know, I have a year of experience in the offense, so doing whatever I can to help him out. And he's picking it up pretty quick, though. But like I said, just helping him out when I can.
What was it like for you when, you know, Peyton retires, 48 hours later Brock bolts to Houston, and now, you know, you're here, you've had the year under your belt, but you're kind of the guy returning with the most experience. What was that like for you?
Right, I mean, I knew the off season there was going to be some changes, and like I said earlier, I'm finding out pretty quickly you got to be ready for anything in this business, so... It's a new room, it's a new group. Excited to get Paxton in here. But I think we got a great group of guys so far.
Do you feel in your heart that you've got as good a chance to win the starting job as Mark or Paxton or anybody else?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How different is it now being healthy? Where last year, were you at least part of your focus on getting your knee right? How much has it changed for you this offseason?
Yeah, it's great to be healthy. That's for sure. It's one less thing off my plate. You know, I'd say probably this time, even in camp I was cleared, but, I'm starting to feel a little more normal. So it's one less thing off my plate, and excited to get back to it.
How do you anticipate this, competition going in terms of reps? Do you anticipate that you're going to be able to work with the ones and twos, or is it going to be mostly Mark, you think?
From what I understand, it's going to be split pretty evenly. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, that's a probably better question for Cubs and Rico, but, yeah, I'll just give it my best shot and just try to play my best ball.
Trevor, when last year did you really start to feel right physically? How deep were you into the season?
I'd say probably towards the end of the year, kind of when we got into the playoffs is when I started to feel normal. I know I was cleared, but I think any guy that'll tell you that's had a major knee injury, it takes you a while to kind of feel normal and be completely confident in that. And so I'm really excited to be healthy.
Kubiak said earlier in the offseason that it's time to rush in a sense. Do you expect that big jump from year one to year two?
Sure, absolutely. you know, it was a great opportunity for me last year to learn a lot, obviously, from Brock and Peyton. But, you know, at this point I'm kind of getting antsy to apply some of those things I picked up from some of those guys. So it's a great opportunity for me, and I'm ready to get to it.
What were the most important things in terms of your technique that you learned from those guys?
Yeah, I think you'll hear Coop talk about it a lot, but feet, tying feet in with progression. And then, you know, physically, I think you can only play as fast as you are mentally. So really watching those guys prepare and go about their business. You know, that was big for me to pick up, definitely, last year.
Did you talk to Brock during the process when he was a free agent? Were you surprised by his decision in the end?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, you know, it's free agency in the NFL, so it's not going to be, you know, what you expect it to be or whatever else. But I was happy for Brock. I think he's in a great place. I miss him. But I'm happy for him.
Trevor, how do you win this job?
I think, you know, I don't try to do anything crazy. Just, you know, I think I play my best football, and I got a chance. So I'm going to take it one day at a time and go from there.
Anything else from Trevor? Did you change anything physically, weight, in terms of weight, gain weight, lose weight after going through a full season last year?
Not really. I've been, you know, 210, 215, pretty consistently all the way through. So, just staying in shape. I thought that was one thing I tried to do last year, even though I wasn't getting a ton of reps, was just stay in shape. And so, yeah, nothing crazy.
Because you've been in Gary's system for a year, do you feel like you have a little bit of a head start?
I think so. I mean, I got a year's time, so there's not a substitute for that. But, you know, it's I think Coach Knapp has done a great job taking Mark and bringing him along, and I'm trying to add to my knowledge as well. So it's good for everybody in the room, and I think we're helping each other out.
Trevor, I know you said you didn't antsy, but that one snap I know was a kneel last year. Did that get any of the butterflies out of you, kind of burning your red shirt in a sense last season?
I might need something more than a kneel down at the end of halftime. But yeah, I mean, when Peyton, you know, was injured, I was ready to go, and I was the number two, so I was a play away, and that was kind of my mindset going. So it didn't really take much to motivate me in that way to get ready to play, get on the field.
In the end, did that show you they had confidence in you that a team in a Super Bowl run would make you the number two?
I think so. I think I'm pretty confident in myself. I think if I play well and focus on myself and play good ball, everything will work. So it was good to know, though, for sure.
You've worked out with Last one, James. You've been in the room with him. What jumps out at you about him as a quarterback?
I think he's got good feet, good arm, obviously a very talented guy. Got a lot of experience in the league. So, you know, I've been very fortunate. With last year with the two guys we had, Peyton and Brock and Mark, to learn from some really good guys and guys that have been in the league a while and know how it's done. So I'm lucky in that sense.
Okay, thanks, Trevor.
Yep. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, guys.